Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of IFGL Refractories Limited, hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Rutuja. Good afternoon to all. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we welcome you all for the IFGL Refractories 3Q FY23 earnings call. We are delighted to host the management, and from their side, we have Director and CEO, Mr. Kamal Sarda, and also along with him is SGA, the Investor Relations Advisory Team. Without any much time, I will hand over the call to Kamal sir for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Kamal sir.
Thank you, Sahil, and thank you, Vatsal. What I'll do is our Managing Director, Mr. James McIntosh, could not join. He's somewhere traveling, so his phone cannot be, you know, connected. I'm reading out what he had to say, and then rest of the questions I will be taking up. The speech of Mr. James McIntosh, what I'm trying to read is: Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on IFGL Refractories Limited Q3 and nine months FY23 earnings conference call. I hope you and everyone around you is in good health. Along with me on the call, we have Mr. Kamal Sarda, Director and CEO, Mr. Amit Agarwal, CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have already uploaded the results and presentation on the stock exchanges, and I hope everybody had a chance to go through it. As we all know, the sluggish global economic environment continues, where the inflation risk materialize along with other major headwinds, namely the Russian-Ukrainian war, China's lockdown. Although the Chinese lockdown seems to have come to an end, the Russia-Ukraine war continues the inflationary pressures ignited by the post-lockdown supply and demand imbalances. In particular, in Europe, where dependence on Russian gas supply is high, economic activities as well as confidence are heavily affected by the energy crisis, especially throughout the winter months. In the USA, the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes and strong US dollar are continuing to stress the capital inflows in the emerging economies, increasing the financial stress of the indebted countries and consumers. Rising interest rates and high inflation will affect investment and consumer spending. This, as we predicted last quarter, has affected the output of steel and steel-intensive sectors such as construction machinery and consumer durables globally. A shining light in the global steel industry is India, which, as you all know, is the second-largest steel-producing nation, but more importantly, for our company, the fastest-growing. Last year, the steel industry in India grew about 6% at a time when most of the steel countries were slowing down. This year, even more impressively, will grow by 7%, which among the top 10 steel-producing countries, India will be the only major country to record growth. Obviously, our focus on Indian market and investing in India is in the right strategy, as we are confident of our country's continuing strengthening. Update on our major projects in the company. Our new R&D and technology center in Odisha is on track to be operational in the first half of 2023-24. This technology center will enable us to develop better products and to increase our understanding of material use in each application, with a goal of strengthening the company as worldwide supplier of specialized refractories and provider of services to the producers of iron and steel. Phase two of our newest plant in Visakhapatnam is now complete, and we have started receiving orders for the new products for our company, allowing us to enter new markets in the RHD gases snorkels, large precast shapes, combined with our computational fluid dynamics capabilities. As we have said in the past, many of our new products will be new to India and will improve our customer processes in our Ladle and Tandish contracts. Projects at our overseas subsidiaries are also going well. In the US, we have completed the relocation and modernization of our clay graphite manufacturing plant for the foundry products in Michigan and have completed the initial customer trial phase successfully and will now look to build the business. In the UK, a largely automated manufacturing system for our activated gel casting project is almost ready to go with the robots already installed and been programmed, allowing us to manufacture larger, more complex and high-value products than before. In Germany, our new plant expansion has commenced with the foundation of the new hall being laid and a project completion date middle of new year. Our new modernized website is nearing completion to go along with our recently introduced corporate identity and is aimed at improving our interface with customers, prospective employees, suppliers and all other stakeholders. With this, let me now hand over the call to Mr. Kamal Chandra. So I'm already there. So I'll take over on the financials. Let me just give you a short brief on the capex first. As mentioned earlier, the expected project cost was 166 crores. However, it has been amended to 177 crores, majorly due to new outlay of building, a new lab in Kandla, and a changes in structural plan and design. We have tied up a term loan of 120 crore for this, and rest will be financed by internal accruals. So far, we have spent and or committed over 50% of this, and are very hopeful that we'll be able to complete all the planned projects within FY24. With these enhanced capacities and new product capabilities, we expect to improve the scale of our business, which will lead to scale benefits and operating leverage playing out in the long term of the company. We foresee a huge demand of refractory due to the very big allocation of capex and infra by the Indian government to the extent of rupees 10 lakh crores in the budget 2023, which will boost demand for steel and consequently of refractories. And these efforts are going to be higher and higher by the government of India in the years to come. Let me give you a brief on financial highlights for Q3 FY23. On standalone, the total income marginally decreased by 6% year-on-year to about 184 crores. EBITDA stood at 29.6 crores, down by 16%. EBITDA margins were about 16.1%. For the quarter, PAT was down by 30% year-on-year to about 12.3 crores. Brief on console. Total consolidated income in quarter 3 marginally increased to about 318 crores. EBITDA for quarter 3 was down by 7% to 36.7 crore. Consolidated EBITDA margins were 11.5%. PAT was down by 16% to 15.8 crore. As regards liquidity position, we remain to be net debt free with a strong balance sheet. Cash and cash equivalents stood at about 230 crore as on 31st December 2022. I would be happy to take any questions, queries on the business. I now hand over to the operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prachi Sharma from Ace Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. So I just have two questions from my end. Firstly, post our capital expansion, what will be the capacity for all the 3 plants? Secondly, what will be the potential revenue from the plant capex?
your voice was cracking, but I have understood what you want to say. The product capacities are in varied, you know, the expansion are in varied products. The product capacity would be difficult in such a short time. We normally take, you know, our sales to CapEx ratio to about 3 to 3.5 times. So whatever we are CapEx, you can easily say 3 times we are revenue potential.
Does that answer your question, Ms. Prachi?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Nandi from Ratnabali Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So a couple of questions from my side. Sir, what has been the volume growth in this particular quarter?
See, this quarter has seen a slight, you know, flattish on volumes. Maybe a slightly drop. I don't have those figures, but there has been a slight drop in volumes. As I can only say that our Kandla plant was not operating to the 100% levels. So it was operating at about 65-70% levels. So there has been a volume growth primarily on account of the demand slowdowns in Europe. Our business in CIS countries, our business in other West Asian countries.
Sir, on Indian operations, you could find a drop of roughly 20 to 30 odd crores in the top line, like India from last quarter of September quarter. So is it because of that volume drop or is it because of the drop in realization as well?
Yeah, so on a standalone, you're talking, na?
Yeah, exactly. From 211 odd crores in September 20 to the sales drop to 180 odd crores in December 22 quarter. Like,
as
is
I
it
said,
because of volume
drop
or sorry? Is it because of volume drop? Because if we go up by the EBIT margin, so there the margins remain flat, like it's on a higher side only compared to last quarter. So what has led to the reason of that, sir?
So there is the primarily, as I said, a bit of a margin drop also. And it could be a product mix of a basket of domestic to export sales could be a reason for this, you know, overall realization part. But as I mentioned that, you know, the volume growth drop has been due to our poor sales, I would say rather no sales in the CIS countries, lower sales in the Europe market, and all those put together. So export market has taken a bigger hit. Our domestic market has been very, very good.
In Europe market, we could see like some spike in the sales. Like last quarter, we registered a sales of 56 odd crores, whereas in this quarter, we registered a sales of 61 odd crores. But the EBIT margin has been like battered. Like we used to maintain a 4% kind of EBIT margin, which is like minus 2% in this quarter.
I don't know what figures are you talking of, Mr. Nandi?
I'm talking of that, sir, the country-wise breakup which you give the EBIT margin and the sales on a console basis.
Okay.
On the country-wise sales, you have given, sir, 56 odd crores of sales in the month of, in the September quarter. Whereas
primarily our sale from the individual operations. So that means that is a sale which our UK operation has done and the German operation has done in those countries. Those may have marginally improved there for some reason or the other, but our sales from India to those countries have been lower.
Okay. And while the EBIT margin has dropped significantly, sir, is it because of the cost pressure or some certain change in the sales mix?
Compared to which period you are talking?
Compared to last, like we used to maintain an EBIT margin in the Europe of roughly 4 odd percent, whereas in this quarter we have dragged a loss of 2% odd in European region.
Primary reason is our German operation. You know, it's normally the quarter 3 of our financial year and quarter 4 for their calendar year is always lower in sales. German operation has always seen a historical, you know, December month is 15 days sales are gone, usually. So December month is quarter three will always remain lower in Europe.
Got it, sir.
Okay.
And India also, we could find some spike in the EBIT margin. Is it because of the drop in certain costs or in raw material costs or something like that, sir? Like in last quarter, we have having a 9% kind of margin, whereas this time it's 11%.
Yeah, so primarily the there have been some softening of costs also, and then you know, so you know, overall raw material costs are also getting softened, and the ocean freight, which is one of the most significant cost structure, which is also getting softened a bit. Not significant, but marginally, yes. And of course, the product mix also can make a big difference.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Nandi. May we request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the turn.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, ma'am. I'll join back in after. Yeah, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anusha from Srinath Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you. So can you tell us the export and domestic revenue? Can you give us a breakup for Q3 and 9-month FY23?
I don't have readily. I think maybe we can. I'll request Vatsal to coordinate with you. Okay.
Mr.
Anuj. Hi, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, fine, sir. Can you please share some insight on the visa activities demand from the Indian markets? How have they been in the last few years?
The market, the Indian steel, I think I read in my speech, you know, part of it is written by Mr. James McIntosh. As the Indian market, Indian steel market is growing 6-7%. CAGR now. Indian refractory industry looks to be very exciting, very good, and also now with this in the budget, the increased allocation on the infrastructure spending, that will also help the core sector like steel, and of course in return our industry will benefit. So we feel that Indian market looks to be very, very good.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Riya Verma from NR Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Can you speak a bit loud, please?
Yeah, sure. So I just had one question. Do you foresee further EBITDA margin compression in the view of rising inflation going ahead?
As of now, I think our feeling is that Europe's major problems are over, because they have now been able to wither away the peak of winter. So the situation is expected to improve from here.
Okay, thank you, sir. That answers my question.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to understand that what kind of price cut have you taken on your products on a blended average basis?
There has been no significant price cuts in the last quarter.
Okay.
We have been able to maintain our prices, because you see the prices, the costs are now going down. So possibly in the coming quarters, maybe we'll be able to pass on a bit. But still we have old inventories and old things. So maybe in this quarter, there has been no price changes.
Sir, so in that case, how come our operating margins have not improved since quarter on quarter? All the input prices must have gone down, since crude itself is down and freight rates, etc. Everything is down quarter on quarter, and why and why? So, but still, there is no improvement in the operating margins?
If you, if you go through the our quarterly results on a standalone basis, if you look at the last quarter, previous quarter of September end, we had an EBITDA margin of about 14%, and now it is about 16%. So there has been an improvement in this quarter.
Right. Right. Sir, also on a consolidated basis, if we see the Americas business has done really well, for the this quarter as well as for the nine-month period. Sir, so is this a sustainable number that we are looking at, around 3.7 crore PBIT on a quarterly basis?
Yes. Yes. Yes, please.
Sir, this European business, in your judgment, when is this expected to break even?
No, it is already in the positive side. There's no negative as such.
No, if you see the consolidated segment results, there is a loss of 1 crore in this quarter.
It is possibly for one particular quarter. As I mentioned in my... So you have to go through the entire speech. You know, I mentioned in my previous answer that December quarter for Hoffman Ceramic is always, you know, a lower side.
Right. So basically, it's a one-off, and going forward, we are expecting this division to break even.
Yes, please. Not break even, it will be a profit.
Right, sir. Sir, but, if we see... And sir, when do you foresee us coming back to around 15% operating margin on consolidated basis?
I've never maintained that, it will be 15%. I said it will be about 13% would be the ideal case.
Okay, so 13% consolidated operating margin, till when do you expect that?
Let's see. Let's see. I'll not be able to give you a guidance on that, but that's our effort.
Okay, sir. So thank you very much, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nehal Jain from SK Securities. Please go ahead. Nehal Jain, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know, what is the working capital cycle for our company versus the industry average?
I think we are more or less comparable to the industry average.
Okay.
I think if I'm not wrong, our net working capital would be about 120 days or so, but we should be somewhere around. I don't have the ready figure right in front of me, but it should be somewhere around that.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanika Kothari from Kothari Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Can you give an outlook on each of our international subsidiaries as to how is the demand shaping up there?
We primarily, you know, I will keep the industry. Industry, what we serve is steel industry. So, the industry is same. As I mentioned, Europe has been affected by overall poor demand within their internal consumption has been lower because of high inflation, and also they're trying to conserve the gas supplies. It looks like they are flattening in their, you know, the downside which they have faced. So we hope there will be some improvement in the near future, in maybe next one or two quarters. India, as I said, is always good. America is getting better and better now. In our results, you can find that American results in the quarter three has been very good. Quarter four also, we expect that operations to do well. The industry scenario in America is getting better. Europe may take one or two quarters more till they get to a better position. These are the two our major operating areas.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And, there's one more thing that I wanted to ask. So despite the sharp fall in other expenses in Q3 FY23, our EBITDA margins have seen more than 150 basis points dip. So can you explain reasons?
My EBITDA margins on a standalone basis, if you look at on a standalone results have improved from 14% to 16% compared to the previous quarter. The primary reason for lower other expenses is on account of ocean freight compared to last quarter, September quarter, it is coming down. So that is one of the major reasons of lower cost.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just had two questions. After the recent rate hike by the Fed, we have seen devaluation of rupee against the US dollar. So will this have any impact on the company's exports? And in case it has, can you please elaborate the impact, please?
So for our export, any depreciating rupee is always better. Our realizations are higher. So we always like. But having said that, we also have a lot of imports in dollars. So depreciating rupee affects our input costs in terms of dollars. Like we buy a lot of raw material in dollars. The ocean freights are paid in dollars. There are some other expenses which are paid in dollars. So depreciating rupee has its benefit in terms of exports, has its negative impact in terms of input costs. So there is a balancing, but yes, depreciating rupee has always been historically for IFGL has always helped. So we are a net exporter, net foreign exchange earner.
Okay, thanks. So is there any possibility that we can see promoters bank ROSA keys 15 or 15.5% stakes going ahead?
Sorry? Can you come again, please?
So, is there any possibility of promoters buying ROSA keys 15 or 15.5% stake?
So this question I cannot answer, but that's a promoter has to answer. But yeah, there are promoters, both of them. ROSA key has been classified as promoter. So any kind of transfer is possible. But I'm not the right person to answer in this public forum, honestly.
Sure. So I will join back the queue. Thank you for your answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghi from Monarch Networth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my first question is regarding the utilization level, sir. So in Vizag, the phase one that we've commissioned, what would be the utilization level right now?
So it is just commissioned, Sahil, this month only.
So the phase one I'm asking.
Okay, phase one we have gone to about 25% levels.
Okay. And the average utilization across the plants, I mean, what would that be?
We would target utilization about 40 to 50% in the next financial year.
Okay. Secondly, sir, CAPEX spend this year, how much have you spent and how much do you expect to do this year and next year, please?
Sahil, as I mentioned in my speech that, we are talking of 177 crore. And out of that, almost 50% has already been spent or committed. And the rest of it will get completed by FY24. By March 24, I think we'll be able to spend complete most of our projects. Maybe one or two projects may get delayed, but I think major part of it, maybe around 85-90% will get completed within March 24.
Okay. Got it, sir. And what will be the net debt or net cash as of December, sir?
Net debt, 230 crores of cash.
Okay.
One second. So, net net cash would be about 117 odd crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Tataji.
Namaskar.
Sir, firstly, I could not hear out you clearly in the your opening remarks, so pardon me if I go for a repetition, but what I can make sense of your comments are that for the Indian operations, we are having a better environment compared to other geographies, and going ahead on the expanded capacity, next year we are expecting 40% utilization levels.
So what Sahil was asking me about the phase one expansion of our Vizag plant, okay, which is not part of the CAPEX plan which we are talking of right now, that had already been completed. The cost of that CAPEX was around 32 odd crores. So that got commissioned by September 21. Because we had a 25% utilization levels we have gone up to. And this is what I said, in FY24, we expect that should go to 40 to 50% utilization level.
So if we take the tonnage-wise understanding, not to go by the utilization levels, if we take the 9 months tonnage for Indian operations currently, and taking into account the expanded capacity at Vizag, what kind of tonnage can we look for the ahead?
Mr. Kapoor, I honestly, you know, a lot of our products, we sell it by pieces. So we don't say that, you know, all our products, we cannot really quantify into one particular unit. So there are a lot of products we sell by pieces. We don't have, honestly, so that's the reason why it's very difficult to give a particular quantitative figure on our entire Indian operations or even global operations. It is very difficult. Because we sell them by piece. We don't weigh them.
Right, sir. So, put it another way, sir, what kind of volume growth can we expect since the Indian operations, we are getting a better understanding, money, market is much better for, because of the growth in the Indian steel maker outlook. So going ahead, what kind of volume growth can we expect from the Indian operation?
I can only say that we will beat the average growth rate of either competition or the user industry. So that's our target, to go higher growth than those benchmark figures.
And what is that trajectory, sir?
Sorry?
What is that trajectory number which will beat?
Steel growth numbers I cannot tell you. Steel growth is expected about 6 to 7%. I'm expecting the refractory industry will also grow to about, say, 7 to 10%. And our target is to grow higher than that.
Sir, on the R&D lab, the CapEx which we were envisaging, if you could give us some understanding, where are we in terms of that? And I think the last before call also you did spoke that what kind of goals we would be achieving it over a longer term. If you could throw some light on the same, the amount of CapEx we are doing for the R&D lab in Odisha.
So the CapEx is about 20 crores and we are expecting it to be completed in the first half of FY24. The objective is to enhance our capabilities and product performances, introduce some new products which are hitherto we cannot do our development because of our poor availability of those resources. So that's our primary objective, to improve our product capacities and product capabilities, the performance capabilities, use alternate raw material, use some material which we have not yet used. So those are the things which we'll be able to do, maybe give better products to the customers.
And so any payback understanding we have worked with, when the amount which we are investing, or how can we improve our margins on the basis of
See, R&D plan, we have not thought of whether that is going to give us any payback. What we only thought of that is going to give us a better product.
Okay.
Payback, we have not, honestly, R&D lab, we have not discussed on the payback as yet.
Sir, in terms of this differentiated margins, when we look at the respective operations for India and when we look for the outside India, whether it's Europe or Americas, there is a stark difference in the margin profile. So can you please explain what's the reason why is the business in?
Globally, Mr. Kapoor, if you look at the global company scenario also, the other large company, the scenario is very similar. If you look at our interest rates are about 8-9%, and global interest, if you talk of interest rates in Europe, is about 2-3%. So their overall margin level, they will be happy at about 10%. We will not be happy at about 14-15%. These are net. So that's the difference. Overall, the global margins are lower. And historically for us, some of these products are matured products, so the margins are lower. Second, presently, because the market is down, so the overall net margins are lower. But then, yes, globally, general scenario, if you can go and look at the other refractory industry globally and compare, the margins are percentage terms lower than any other Indian percentages.
Sir, if I heard you correctly, you did mention to the fact that from the current margin profile on a consolidated basis, we have our target set for a 13% blended margin on a consolidated basis. Currently, we did for this quarter at around closer to 7%. So my understanding is correct there, what you said?
Current quarter, Mr. Kapoor, is our EBITDA margin is around 12%, and I'm talking of 13%. So we are not very far from there.
EBITDA margin of 12% for consolidated, you are speaking?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, sir. If I may add one more point, just ask you one more point, sir. Then when we know that the market for the foreign markets are mature and the margin profile is lower, so what are the key incentives of we continuing our thrust and doing business in the other geographies and not garnering further share for the domestic operations?
Kapoor, can we say that let's sit down, because this is a big question. Why we are continuing there, and that's a business area where we supply. From India, we almost export 50% of our production here. So that's a big market for us. We cannot ignore those markets. Those markets have given us a huge benefit in the past, and those markets require a good quality refractories. So I think that's our. We are not a part of our global company that we are an Indian counterpart of the global company. We are an Indian multinational where we have our footprints all across the globe. So.
Correct, sir. But when we look at the. Yeah, ma'am. I'll come in the queue. Yeah, yes. Thank you for the extended opportunity.
Thank you. Participants are required to ask a question. You may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Devendra Pandey from DP Financial Advisory Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. So I have two questions. Both of them are on Europe. So first one is, considering the economic crisis in Europe, do we plan to rework on our export and domestic strategy?
No, no, no special work is to be done. Europe is going to go back to normal. I think that's our feeling, maybe in one or two quarters. And
okay.
Domestic strategy, yes, definitely. As I mentioned earlier, the entire CapEx plan is based primarily on the Indian growth story.
And sir,
our efforts on Indian industry will be higher than the global.
Got it, sir. And sir, as you mentioned in your opening remark, that there has been energy crisis in Europe due to heavy dependence on Russia gas supply. How is our current business panning out, especially in Europe?
I think they have come out of the crisis. There have been no major crises which we have seen. They may have had some emergency plans, the industries are running as normal. Of course, overall the demand is lower, the inflation is very high.
Mm-hmm.
On energy, I don't think, I think the crisis period is over, looks to be.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to understand whether in the current quarter, fourth quarter, are we hearing demands for price cut from our customers? And if so, then what in your judgment is the average price cut that we will be forced to take?
We have not had any discussion on price cuts so far. So this is something which I don't know, honestly. But then we have not had any price cuts in quarter three, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, yeah, that I understood. But I'm saying, should we expect price cuts going forward?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, no, because last quarter you mentioned that customers are demanding price cuts.
Yeah, customers are demanding. So quarter three, as I mentioned, quarter three, we have not had any major, price cuts. So we'll wait for quarter four and see what the customers want.
Right. Sir, also, since you mentioned that we should be expecting only 13% consolidated operating margin on steady state basis, but I was going through the earlier call. So last quarter, you mentioned that our consolidated margin should be between 14 to 17%. Quarter before, you said consolidated margin should be higher than 15%. So why is there such a drastic reduction in our steady state margin expectation?
No, I think maybe there is some kind of a misunderstanding. I'm talking of Indian operations and a global operation. So maybe there is Indian operation, the margin will be somewhere between 13 and 17%. Global margin will be somewhere around 13%.
Okay, so thanks for the clarification. And so lastly, sir, if you see, we are the only refractory company in India which is trading at below net worth. And our net worth is around 950 crore, whereas our market cap is less than 900 crore. Sir, and since now we have a Japanese partner, Erstwhile, with 15% stake, so it makes a lot of sense for the company to buy back his shareholding at these current depressed prices so that many purposes can be solved from that transaction, from the share buyback. So kindly consider that and kindly take that proposal to the promoter.
I will do that.
Thank you very much.
I will pass on this message to the promoter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So, sir, I'm asking about the trends which you're witnessing right now as compared to 3Q FY23 levels. Are you seeing further reduction, further correction in RM cost right now as compared to 3Q levels?
Looks like the reduction as of now will get flattened because everywhere the costs have gone up. So I don't see a major reduction. Maybe 2-5% could be there, but otherwise, I think whatever reduction has happened now, I think we are looking at almost like bottoming out.
Okay. And similar is the case on the freight side, or is the picture different over there?
Freight side has actually steeply fallen in the last 3 months. It is suddenly. For I don't know what is the reason for the fall, but it has suddenly fallen very steep. So I think I was talking to some shipping company. They also claim that they also felt that it is bottomed out. I'm not seeing anything going up right now, but further drop has stopped.
Right, sir. And,
the last 7-8 days, I don't see any drops.
Right, sir. And second question would be, do we have any kind of exposure to Turkey or Syria?
No, Syria, but we have exposures to Turkey.
Yeah, because now the earthquake has ruined a lot of things. So, is there a risk of losing volumes from there? Is it a substantial volume? What percentage of?
Turkey has always been a good market to us. We'll have to assess it. It is not in the area where our customers are. But in any case, any such kind of natural calamity, this calls for a huge reconstruction. So I'm not saying that is good or that is good, but then that's the usual phenomena that, you know, it's any kind of such large natural calamity will talk of entire thing to be reconstructed. But since it is very new, we have to really assess that situation. But my first impression is that the feeling, you know, that information is that it has not affected any of our customers.
Okay, and roughly, sir, how much would be, as a percent of revenue, how much is the exposure to Turkey and Syria? I mean, Syria is not there, but Turkey, how much is it?
Syria is not there. I think Turkey will be less than 4% or 3% or something like that.
Got it, sir. Got it. Got it, sir.
Maybe less than that also.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Fine. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Fine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, sir, for the extended opportunity. Sir, when we look at the consolidated numbers, the revenue increase from the standalone is to the tune of around 135 crore, and the employee cost change is around 35 crore. So just to understand the cost part of it, that on a revenue increase of 134 crore, the employee cost goes up by 35 crore. So is it the lower utilization levels in the other geographies that are not commensurating with the employee cost, or how, what should be the rationalized cost as a percentage of sales?
I don't know which figures, Mr. Kapoor, you are talking of.
Yeah, I just.
I'm not able to correlate that. Why don't we do on it one thing? You know, your queries, we can sit down with you and, you know, the SGA team. We can clash your queries, you know, whatever you have, but I'm not able to see any of your figures, what you're saying.
Okay, sir. And it was just a mere number, 318 crore revenue on December quarter on consolidated basis, standalone is 181. So when I just subtract the number, the revenue increase is 134 crore. And similarly, on the employee benefit also, I can get it offline, sir. No, no issues with that. Sir, if we take.
I will check, and then maybe I will get back to you on that.
Okay. Okay, sir. And sir.
I got your point now, but I will have to check. We have not checked, because see, most of the employee costs are 95% are fixed in nature. Okay, they are not variable in nature.
Right, sir.
Yeah, so whatever there be a reduction in turnover, the employee cost will not reduce proportionately.
Sir, in other geographies of Europe and Americas, what have been the utilization levels, and going ahead, what is the trend indicating to you, whether we can expect an improvement in the same for two? Because America, you were categorically mentioned, I think so, that we are seeing good traction.
TI Ceramics is operating at a good level, about 90% plus. The other geographies are, you know, Monocon US and Monocon UK operations would be somewhere around 50-60% sales. Hoffman is at a good level, barring the December month, as I mentioned, that December, because of the Christmas holidays, their last 2 weeks offtakes are almost lower. But otherwise, Hoffman has also been operating at a very good level. So we are overall operating at a good level.
So these are the normal cost structure. We are not going to expect any change in this.
No, no, no.
If we are operating at the normal levels, then these are the cost structure will remain the same.
Yes, but the employee cost, you cannot take employee cost as a cost structure. Employees are generally a fixed type of a cost.
Right. So my understanding was, if they are operating at the optimum level, the employee cost, there is no significant increase we can expect in the revenue going ahead.
Yes, you are right.
Okay, sir. When you were mentioning about this export aspect, if you could explain to us the export that happens from the country. So that revenue is booked, the export happens to the subsidiary, to the foreign subsidiary, and then it is sold to the end client, or it is
direct. Most of our sale is direct to the customer.
Okay. So how does it impact whether we maintain our operations at Europe and America to the export we are doing from the from Indian operations? I just wanted to understand what you were trying to say.
I didn't get your query. Please can you comment?
I'll repeat again, sir. You mentioned that we have a lot of export that happens from the Indian subsidiary, and it is important for us to maintain these unique companies of Europe and America, since a lot of export happens from domestic. So I just wanted to understand the correlation.
They help in those geographies, sir.
Come again, sir?
They help in those geographies. Like in UK, our UK sales team helps. In Europe, we have some sales team which helps. In US, we have the sales team which helps selling IFGL products also. Plus, our market presence is like that. You know, that those geographies have those products, a bundle of products we can sell.
Right. And what percentage of sales from India are marked for export?
Sorry?
What percentage of sales from the Indian operations are marked for export?
There's nothing called marking. It is I'll clarify that the products in the overseas companies are not same what we make in India, except EL Ceramics. So the products are complementary to each other mostly. So those products are different than what we make in India, or they make different products, we make different products than them.
No, sir, when you mentioned it. Yeah.
There's nothing called earmarking, it's just the market share what we are able to take. There's no marking as such.
Okay, but sir, what's the export number then for the 9 months from Indian operations? How much have the revenue being happened as a part of export?
Will be about 50%.
50%. And sir, earlier you mentioned that.
Why don't you have I think few questions but still unanswered. Why don't you talk to me separately, please?
I will do that, sir.
Please call me. You can contact Vatsal in SGA, and then we will clarify all your points.
I'll come down, sir. I am from Kolkata.
I'll clarify all your points.
Yes, sir. I'll come down. Thank you.
Yeah, we can sit down and spend a lot of time.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I think it was a wonderful Q&A session, and I hope I've been able to answer most of your queries. In case there are still some points left, I would say that you may contact SGA, our investor relations advisors, and we look forward to your active participation in the next call. Thank you, everyone, and stay safe. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.